This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister says Jamaica has made significant progress since independence. Poor relief personnel undergoing training and rehabilitated Fraser to Donegal Main Road in St. Elizabeth officially reopened. The details after this message.
Did you know that the Petro-Caribe Agreement contributes to Jamaica's energy security and promotes the social and economic development of our country?
Jamaica benefits from this agreement in many ways, such as
enjoying a generous repayment period for oil purchased from Venezuela,
supporting the development of our human capital through investments in education, job creation, and community development,
the ability to access resources to improve Jamaica's physical and social infrastructure, energy security, and diversification.
The Petro-Caribe Development Fund, committed to Jamaica's development.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is lauding citizens, small commercial operators, and large investors for maintaining their confidence in the government's ability to manage the affairs of the country. Mrs. Simpson-Miller, in her Independence Day message on Thursday, August 6, said Jamaica has made significant progress since 1962.
In an environment of freedom for the past 53 years, Jamaica has produced a wealth of human capital that continues to be our greatest national asset for economic growth. It is our people, supported by a system of quality education and world-class training, that will provide the next great leap forward for our nation. This advance must of necessity be fueled by innovation and the remarkable culture and creativity for which Jamaica and its people are renowned.
She is calling on all Jamaicans to be the very best, fulfill their greatest potential, build communities, participate in the governance of the country, and never forget to lend a helping hand to others. Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel R. Scott says the government is moving to institute a professional approach to how care is provided for the poor, particularly in the infirmaries. To this end, Mr. R. Scott says the first cohort of poor relief personnel is being trained in a 16-week professional certification program.
Once that course is finished, they'll be certified. So you're going to have essentially a proper, well-run, very efficient machinery, which will put Jamaica now as one of the leaders in the world of how we take care of our unfortunate.
Mr. R. Scott was addressing the official opening of the Poor Relief Office in Santa Cruz, St. Elizabeth earlier this week. The Poor Relief Office was constructed at a cost of just over $3 million with funding from the St. Elizabeth Parish Council. The Jamaica Business Development Corporation, Microinvestment Development Agency, and the Self-Start Fund have been merged under a single board. The move is expected to advance the growth and development of micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, in the country. Former president of the Jamaica Manufacturers Association, Brian Pengele, will oversee the new body.
We'll be starting with operational, so it's not a merger. At the moment, it's a merger from an operational standpoint. We'll look at the operations and then decide what are the benefits for the long term and what would the next steps be. The area that's going to give us growth is the SME sector. So therefore, if we're successful and we can get things moving and more facilitation, then we should see that growth that we're hoping for.
The merger also forms part of a general move to reposition the agencies to provide capacity building services for the MSME sector, with a focus on the business of lending to the micro sector at competitive rates. And the rehabilitated Fraser to Donegal Main Road near Newmarket in St. Elizabeth was officially opened on Tuesday by Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel R. Scott. The road, which will serve more than 8,000 citizens, was repaired at a cost of $8 million with funding from the St. Elizabeth Parish Council's Equalization Fund. Speaking at the opening, Minister R. Scott said the rehabilitated road will allow ease of travel and will now open the communities for better business and other development opportunities.
The government has a commitment to ensure that rural communities in Jamaica are not left behind. So we have nice highway, but many of our interior roads are in bad condition. So you have a commitment from me as the Minister of Local Government and Community Development to do all I can to ensure that we address the issue of these local government roads.
Mr. R. Scott says with the high demand for attention to the road network, the rehabilitated roads must be properly taken care of to ensure that they last for a long time. That was JIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.